Good afternoon, everyone. It's 12:15 on the 17th of November 2015. I've just spent an hour and a half, luckily, it's a free phone number, on the telephone talking to, half an hour on hold and an hour talking to this guy, plus net. Some of you that listened to me boo from last night, if it ever uploaded, would know that I have no internet connection. I had no internet connection last night. So turned everything off, reset it all. Came down this morning, still had no internet connection. So last night I used data on my phone and I had a look at Plusnet's website, and there were a guide on there to troubleshoot what's wrong with your internet connection. So this morning me and Dominic went through all the steps on that, and it took me ages on there to find a phone number to actually contact someone, to speak to someone. They don't make it easy. You go through this contact, there's a contact us link, and then it asks you what the problem is. And then you have to click something else. And it was really, really obscure. There weren't no phone numbers straight away that you could ring. It wanted me to use this online chat thing. But then it was saying, "You online chat is unavailable." Yeah, I know, love. I know. So anyway, went through all these steps. Did the reset the SDSL, DSL thing. SDL, I don't know whatever it's called. And then still nothing. So I rang them up. We're on hold half an hour. Got through to this guy. Actually, were really nice. It were very thorough, very, very thorough. So we did the whole router thing again, you know, where you turn it off, turn it on, do a factory reset where you stick a pin or a pen in back of it. Power light does this. do the same with the modem thing. Reset it. We'll do this. Have lights come back on. Yeah. And then we had to log into my router. So, logged into the router, did some, I don't actually know what that was for, but anyway, we did. Did some settings on it. Well, it was usernames and passwords mainly, and ticking boxes. And then we connected the laptop to the internet connection instead of it being wireless. So it did that, and then we plugged the Ethernet cable it directly into the I can't remember what it's called. DSL, I'm sure it's SDSL, but I don't know, modem thing, instead of the router, to see if we could get a direct connection that way. And it failed. So the upshot of it is, it looks like it's a problem in the exchange to do with my thing for some reason. So I've just got to keep trying it, really. It says turn it off for an hour, and when you turn everything back on, just do the checks and the sets and this, that and other, and try and if it connects, it connects. But they're going to be in contact with me, but it could take 3 days, they've said, which is crazy, really, because, do you know, it's like, I know it sounds dramatic, but it's like having your right arm cut off. We are so dependent on internet and technology, aren't we? Really, it's what? It's our life. No, I don't mean it like that, but, you know, I work through the internet. I put proposals for jobs through on the internet. I communicate with people via email. I suppose I can get emails on my phone, but it's still using my phone's data when I've got a wireless connection. So there we are. I don't know. Don't know what we're gonna do. So we've got things on eBay that we need to look at. We've got things elsewhere that we need to look at. I was supposed to do a Sainsbury's order. I've got a voucher to use. Not only a £10 voucher, but a free delivery voucher as well. So there's two vouchers. And I was going to put my order in last night. Of course, I've got no internet, so I couldn't do it. But I want it delivering for tomorrow. So whether that's going to happen or not, I don't know. But anyway, there you go. So I'm not a happy bunny today. Not knowing it's going to take 3 days to get my internet back up and running. Hopefully it is that. And it's not... You know, they could just send me a replacement router out and that'd be solved. Because then I'd have to wait another however many days for them to send me a router. On Plusnet, I don't know if any of my Audioboo followers are on Plusnet. But if you are, can you use your own router on Plusnet? And if so, how easy is it to set up and how do you do it? Because that might be another option, you know, to just have a spare or something. Any road, I shall disappear. And hope you're all well. Bye for now. Cool recording.